Alan, we're back.
We made it past 10, now to 11.
Yeah. Can you hear your mic?
I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself.
Can't hear you?
Now I can.
Okay, there he is. My bad. Yeah.
Well,
I was like, damn, what happened to Alan here?
Golly.
Anyway, we made it to episode 11.
Woo-hoo! 11.
Yeah. We're going to call this one... Welcome to spooky season.
I would like it. I would like to play the song called Halloween Town, but we can't because it's a artist. It's an artist song, and it's just Welcome to Halloween Town.
No, we could do. We could put it on our reels.
I'll do that because it's just. It's got the Pumpkin King they mentioned in there, which is just good old.
Yeah, you know what's really frustrating too is like we've had Jansoni on here.
Yeah,
you know, and he like. Did some of his songs in the studio. He played some of his videos on YouTube because we were interviewing him.
Right.
They took it down, copyright. It's like we're interviewing the actual musician.
You got to get permission. You got to get permission from the higher ups.
That's too wild. Like, that's a beyond that.
That's asshole shit, yeah. You know what? It drives me crazy. I actually posted some music of my own music, and they tried to say it was copyrighted, and then I had to send them the letter that it was my own music. What the hell's going on in the world today?
Shenshell, you do not own this music anymore.
Yeah, I know, right?
But you made it, but you can't have it.
Yeah, better. Yeah.
This is property of YouTube now.
I know, right? I'm like, hey, I got my streaming right here. Look, I made 87 cents this month.
That's BS. It belongs to the YouTube gods.
have you seen the cost for streaming for like artists?
You have to get over like millions and millions of views to even scratch the surface of making some money.
Yeah, if you get like a thousand plays, it's like, you know, $1.50 or some shit.
I wish I would have got on this like a long time ago because there's I was reading about it. There's one guy out there, and all it is his he put his like kids on there, and they were doing like. Toy reviews or something.
Shit.
Making like 11 million a year.
11 million.
Yep. A year.
Wow.
Or maybe it was a month.
But still, that is one of those things like kids make so much advertisement for anything on social media, especially YouTube. Like family, especially if you get on the family channels there. Like,
hell yeah.
They eat it up and they'll just go over to their page because it's a family channel.
Yeah.
And whatever they're advertising or whatever they have on there. That family will probably go get it next. If they haven't gotten one, they'll get another version.
Hell yeah.
This is crazy.
Nah, it's nuts. The money you can make is nuts. But then the money you don't make.
Yep.
It's crazy. Anyway, today is episode 11. We're calling this one Welcome to Spooky Season. Spooky season because it is Halloween season now.
The best holiday of the year, in my opinion.
Alan says he loves Michael Myers, so we have nicknamed him Alan Myers. The beer cracking.
I can't play the music in my head. Like, it's gonna sound wrong if I sing it out.
And then I don't know what we're gonna call Paul, but I call myself Blackspur. Like Casper, but I'm black.
I'm trying to think of their weird uncles in there that died with him that they're just harassing. Like, I cannot remember the names. I'm like, I feel that'd be appropriate too.
Just going with him, just going with the flow. I have a little bit of a cold still for like 3 weeks now. You know, maybe I'm dying. I just don't know yet.
There's one of the accounts that I sell to, and she's got a scratchy throat as well. And it's been probably been about 3 weeks or something. And we all told all the other vendors, so they're like, probably go to the hospital, get that checked out, because it's been a little too long for you to
I went to the doctor. He just said I had like allergies, bad allergies. Yeah.
I was thinking about being zombie Mr. Rogers this year.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be kind of creepy. Yeah, I like that. Hey, come to my house, little kid.
Just start making the red sweater look even more like grim looking than anything.
Exactly. Hey, today is October 6th, and I like when new music is released on October 6th. Well, every Friday. And then today, you know, you guys don't care, but I'm a Drake guy.
Yeah, really?
I love Drake. Drake dropped the album today. The album's called For All the Dogs.
Oh God.
For All the Dogs.
Isn't that DMX?
No, DMX is a dog.
Where's my dogs at?
But Drake said it's for all the dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Except Drake sucks.
Oh shit.
Just stirring the pot already.
Drake.
Way to go.
You know what? Despite how Paul
YOLO
feels,
you only live once, so avoid Drake music by all means.
Paul is entitled to his own opinion. He hates Drake, and I happen to love Drake because Drake is a musical genius.
He's not. It's so bad.
Is Kanye a musical genius then too?
Well, actually, you know what? I like Drake better, but Kanye definitely is an artist. Like, Kanye is super creative. Like, I listen to Kanye West's music still to this day, and that shit is, like, ridiculous. Like, you know, he had that one rap, that Runaway, you ever heard that Runaway song? The one he goes, I want to give a shout-out to the assholes.
Yeah, when he's playing the keyboard.
For the douchebags.
Yeah.
I'm out of toast for the scumbags, and every one of them
didn't
that
he have
I know.
What was it, Black Nazi or something, or Black KKK, or...
I know what song you're talking about. No, yeah. it was something else. It's called Black Something Else, but it was good. It was a good song. It was like crazy.
I know he did one with Alex Jones where he loves Hitler. He admitted he thought Hitler was a great dude. I'm like, yeah, I think you went a little off the deep end.
No, but he's an artist. Artists say this dumbest shit.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
That is 100% true.
Dumbest shit. They always get caught up like, oh, by the way, he said some shit like slavery. They just wanted to be in slavery. They wanted to be slaves. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about, bro. The Holocaust never happened.
Yeah.
Kanye West said that.
Oh, God.
The Holocaust never happened. He said that.
Although, if we're going to go back to the whole Drake having a new album out,
yep.
I really want to bring back Celebrity Deathmatch with, like, Drake versus Taylor Swift in a celebrity deathmatch fight.
That'd be good, yeah.
Because it's just hilarious, like, what kind of shenanigans they would pull.
They should have
Marilyn Manson fight the Spice Girls in there. That was just a good...
Yeah, they should have a movie where they have all, like, popular people and everybody dies.
They did that with Steve Austin, where they put him on an island, and it was on, like, the dark web where you could watch them kill each other to see who's...
That's awesome.
Who's the soul survivor.
Kind of like, the movie where they kill people, you know?
The Purge?
Yeah, not The Purge. Well, The Purge is awesome. I love The Purge.
The Purge is good.
I actually joke around all the time at work when we're going to serve meals to the inmates. I always go, okay, guys, we're not serving you any more trays. We're just going to throw some knives in here. Whoever lives gets to eat all the food.
Because y'all bitch and complain about having no food.
Exactly.
Now you can fight for this.
Listen, you know what?
You didn't wake up and choose violence. They did.
You know what?
They picked a fight.
The weirdest thing ever now, yo, is as I live longer, don't believe the media. The media is never right. They get it wrong probably 99% of the time. I look at some of the stuff on the news and I go, that never happened. Like, what the fuck? Where did they get the fucking information from?
That's
never
where I happened. Get all my information off iNews. Oh, fuck.
I'm not even gonna give that guy no shine, but he's probably the worst.
I was just saying, Neil Carlson. Yeah. Neil Carlson, I love watching his videos because
the worst.
They're so corny. And
he's the worst. Neil Carlson, your news. A car flipped over. People were hurt.
He's got such
Nobody said anything yet to me.
Nope.
Nobody likes me. True story. I'm driving down Washington one day. I'm driving down Washington, and I'm in one lane. And there's another car that goes in front of me, a truck. And Neil Carlson is riding around in his truck, which is obvious because he says iNews and whatever on it, right? And some guys from jail that I actually know went in front of me. They didn't know I was there. I was on my way to work, too. And they were like, y'all don't do the window. You better stop fucking posting me. you better fucking leave me off of this shit. I'm kicking fucking ass. And they're just yelling at him. It was crazy. I was like, did this just happen in front of me? It happened in front of me.
But to watch an ass whooping on the road?
No, it was hilarious. I was like, well, I mean, just during the day, everybody's going to see you guys do something to them. Like, why would you even do that? But that's why they're criminals. Right? Nah.
So are we talking about beer today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. By the way, beer. Oh, we're here for beer. My bad.
I found some beer here.
There we go. We got some beer.
It's brand new to the area. So I had them before. I loved them. I still love them. But it's Three Floyds out of Munster, Indiana. And I grabbed a variety pack, which has a little bit of some goodies in there. It is their workhorse, the champion of the pale ales, Zombie Dust, which is one of the top 10 that's in the country for high quality. One of their other ones that's exclusive is Lunar Throne, a hazy IPA.
Nice.
Their Zombie Ice, it's a double pale ale. It's going to be on the stiffer side, nice, a little bit chewy body, but it's still going to be really rich.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually excited because I've never found this one. It's the Black Masking Oatmeal Stout.
Oh, nice.
Very paganist of them to do their artwork, which
back
is great.
Masking. Yep. Back Masking Oatmeal Stout. Yeah, that looks cool. Actually, I love the artwork.
I would say like, they leaned into the evil demonic side very well.
What camera can we put this on? Yeah. The artwork is crazy. Like it's spooky. I love it. Shout out to Three Floyds, Indiana. They make great beer. We're going to try some of your beer while we're here today.
Yeah, they're if I could get in line for their hall for when they release Dark Lord.
Yeah.
It is a pagan festival of just awesome people dressed up as witches, ghouls, goblins, vampires. There's some people dressed up as goats getting sacrificed. I've seen on some videos just for fun while they're drinking beer in line waiting for this release.
Yeah, goats getting sacrificed.
Yeah, for the It's crazy. Hilarious.
I'm going to dress up as a goat this year. I'm going to just be the goat.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, God.
That'd be cool, yo.
Now I want to get the Blue Mountain State goat's mascot suit and wear that.
That'd be cool just to be the goat, right? Who are you? The goat.
Earl Madigar?
Yeah.
Earl Madigar. Yeah. That's funny. That's funny he knows who that is because I actually know who that is, like, personally. But, yeah, awesome.
Oh, too good.
Crazy. So I guess we know we're going to try some of that. Hey, last week's episode or the week after episode, we had Reese from Foot and Beer on.
Yeah.
And you know what? Got lots of feedback from that episode. People just loved it. They loved it. And people were like, oh, man, who's that guy? You know, you guys talked about some great stuff. Where can I get Foot and Beer? So, and then I went to go get some Foot and Beer from Happy Harry's, and there was almost none left.
Yeah, he did a sampling on Thursday on Thursday last week and cleaned house pretty much. Like,
yeah,
I was there to just BSing with him the whole time, and I was just grabbing stuff from the back. Pretty much drained all the Fulton in that one night to the whole weekend. Like, it was
done.
It was bad but awesome at the same time.
Yeah, done. Where can we get some of Fulton in town here again?
Pretty much if he decides to advertise with you guys. Everybody might be able to figure that out.
Oh, get it everywhere, right?
Yeah.
He might, yeah. I'm probably going to see him in a couple of days, maybe. So we'll figure something out. But yeah,
he'll be running around the Minnesota area.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So that was a great episode. 10 Bear Commandments. Check that out. All streaming platforms. Brew Brothers. And we're trying some of this Three Floyds right now. Hey, I'll take a really very little bit.
What's this one supposed to be like an IPA or what is it?
It's a pale ale called Zombie Dust. It's one of the this is their flagship. This is one of the top 10 in the country.
This is Zombie Dust?
Yep.
Yeah.
One of those bottles is a lot cooler, but I'm glad they switched to cans. That's what the market wants.
What do you think?
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty tasty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes down smooth. Yeah. It goes down smooth.
The nice aroma, the aromatics of that one are nice. They're citrusy. Lemony, but just it's got a nice easy drink all the way through the body, and it's
got a nice color.
Yeah,
it does have a nice color. I don't know much about a lot of breweries in Indiana.
So there's one called Pipeworks, and they do one called Ninja versus Unicorn.
Ooh, I like that name.
And it's literally half the can is a ninja fighting a unicorn. The whole can is a ninja squaring off against a unicorn. And they do a lot. Yeah, they do a lot of cool ones.
I like that
Revolution. It's just a big fist with, like, of their beer. So they're out of Indiana. They're out of Chicago, though.
Oh, they're Chicago. Yep. Yeah, Revolution, yeah.
But they're all...
Right next to Indiana,
yeah,
right?
They're all right next to each other, pretty much. They all work around each other.
I'm sure. Indiana and Illinois are neighbors, so... Yeah.
But, again, those guys do have a hand on their wheat and their hazy. Their anti-heroes go against zombie dust. All they're the zombies all the time.
That'd be kind of awesome.
So there's a lot of head-to-heads with those two on all the time.
Yeah, I want to go there. It's not far to drive there either.
No,
I'd like to go to Indiana. I haven't been to Indiana for very many years. My only experience there has been, I think I've been to Bloomington once.
Go watch a Hoosiers game.
Yeah, I went to Bloomington, and then I went to, I was passing through Gary, Indiana. Just don't stop there. Just keep driving. Just don't stop.
The only way I'd go through, besides going to see these guys in Indiana, would be I'd want to go down to Ohio, because mainly just the wrestling alone, because there's so many good wrestlers that come out of the Midwest that are a big bunch coming out of Ohio in general, like John Moxley, Johnny Gargano, a shit ton more.
Yeah. No, yeah. I guess I've never had a reason to go to Indiana except for basketball.
Yeah.
I think I played AAUs and I was in Bloomington when.
Go walk through some cornfields.
Yeah. You know what? Beautiful place, but I only got to see, like, you know, the gym and the hotel, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
But yeah. But yeah, I really like this beer. This beer is actually awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try some later because, you know, can't drink and drive in Canada, but anyway.
I don't think you can drink and drive anywhere.
You can drink and you can drive. You just can't drink a whole lot.
Yeah.
I would say because that just happened with what is it with law enforcement? They just did their drink and drive, don't drink and drive campaign.
Oh, they just did.
Yeah,
were they pulling people over and all that stuff?
Yeah, it went from like September to August all the way through September.
What, you mean their entrapment program?
Yeah. It'll be coming up again, though. It'll be coming up again. It'll be coming up again because
No, you didn't do anything wrong. We're just pulling over everybody to see if you're doing anything wrong.
Exactly, right?
What kind of BS is that?
They picked up a chunk of people, and then they got like 20-some-odd for DUIs.
Oh, yeah.
And this is between Fargo and Grand Forks, too.
Yeah, but I drive home, you know, late night. We hang out at a bar all the time, and people are drunk driving all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could tell. I'm driving next to people. They're, like, swerving all over the place. If they're not on their phones, they're drunk driving.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I mean, I'm all for it. You get DUIs. I get it. I understand that. It can fuck up your life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could definitely make things difficult for people who have a job that you drive a lot.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like your responsibility. So, I mean, I'm all for it. Although there is a fine line with drinking and driving. Like, I know if I was a police officer and I pull somebody over and they're not really that over the limit.
Like one beer.
Yeah, like I would probably say, why don't we pull you over? Let me follow you home, you know, make sure you get home safe. But, you know, these days, you know, not all police officers, but some of them are just like hard asses. And, you know.
The thing that just kind of irritates me is when, you get arrested for a crime, but you actually didn't like really commit a crime. So, like, if you're swerving down the road, right. Let's say there are no other cars on the road except that cop, and then they pull you over.
Oh, yeah.
And then they give you a DUI, and it's like, I didn't hit anything.
Oh, yeah.
There's nobody else around. You know, like, if anything, you could have followed me. But I think it should be along the lines of, you know, you get, tested for a DUI or something.
Yeah.
If you, like, run into something, unless you're completely outrageously, obviously, like, so trash that, you know, you shouldn't be on the road.
I agree.
But, you know, having your blinker on through an intersection or something, and then they flip on those flashers, and then they're like, oh, we're going to throw you in jail for a year now because you had your blinker on through an intersection, and then you just happened to have...
No, trust me, this is a sketchy little thing. I don't know if you go to East Side ever, but East Side, you know, I've had not good experiences with the East Side cops. They're horrible, and they're sketchy as hell.
I've heard they're so corrupt over there.
They're sketchy. Well, a coworker of mine who's like half black, half white, but he looks more like a black kid, and he got pulled over, right? And he had marijuana in the car.
Oh, yeah, but right? Minnesota, you can.
Right, but marijuana is legal, right? Here's the fucked up part that I didn't like. Excuse my language, but here's the messed up part that I didn't like. He also works at my job, so he's a correctional officer. One of the cops came to the job to let my job know that they pulled him over and he had marijuana on him. Yeah, that's how fucked up that is. So I'm going to pull you over. I can't arrest you or give you any tickets because they pulled them over for some bullshit excuse, you know. They just pulled them over because, hey, man, let me pull them over because, he has one of those little sports cars, little drifting cars or whatever. Yep. We're going to pull them over. The reason was really lame that they pulled them over, definitely profiling for sure. And then they pull them over and then they don't give him no ticket or nothing. Or he said he never got a ticket, but in Minnesota they could have gave him a ticket possibly, and he got to check online to see if it's online or something. Like,
yeah,
but they never actually gave him a ticket. But why did the guy come to the job to tell my higher ups that he, you know, they found him
just to be a dick?
I'd say you could have just called. You could have made a simple phone call if you needed to.
And don't get me wrong, like I support our law enforcement and everything.
Yeah.
I just think it's silly when they sit there in a parking lot just bored looking for somebody to take.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. Yeah. I just feel like, some things you don't need to do, right?
No, exactly.
And people do drink and drive. We're always promoting not to drink and drive, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't drink and drive. But,
But on that note, too.
Back to Three Floyds.
Yeah. Well, they just did a compliance checks for people this last weekend.
What was that?
For bars and restaurants for compliance checks.
Oh, who failed?
Loft, Sakura.
The Loft didn't fail. It was only Sakura and...
There's three of them. It was Loft, Sakura...
Oh, did it? Okay, I didn't see that one, but I know Sakura and La Cantina failed.
And La Cantina, yep.
Oh. The Loft did, okay.
I thought the Loft did. I could be wrong, but I thought it was three.
Yeah, because they only did they did two out of the 12 that I saw that failed. Those were the two that failed out of the 12. But
see, and the Loft is the only one that I could say, like... I could see how somebody slips through because that place gets so incredibly busy.
Right.
Like a place like La Cantina, I mean, no.
Well, that and Joe Black's, I'm like, yeah, I feel like, yeah. But with Joe Black's, I'm like, they have slip ups too all the time. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how some people get with it.
I'm not bashing any bars, but I can see why La Cantina failed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you been there?
Yeah. I'm surprised Sled surpassed, actually.
Really?
Yeah, they passed.
Wow.
Oh yeah, they're on two strikes, but they had to tighten up their game badly.
So what happens when they do a compliance into your restaurants?
So
was that like
first time is a fine and a slap on the wrist, basically, so someone could get fired for whoever messed up.
So what are they actually looking for?
Like if you don't check IDs when they serve alcohol,
right?
So like at Happy Harry's for me, if a minor comes up, they can't lie; they have to actually give you their ID, and then if you still sell it. That's on you.
Right.
But if you can't figure out the date of the date of birth and it's the wrong day for them.
Right.
There's always someone in the back walking around watching you all the time because they are going to observe everything, but they're going to make sure like you let the minor pass, they're going to hit you with it.
So around here, do they have people that come to the bars that kind of like sneak in, you don't know who they are, and they just test you out?
They have, like, if they're checking IDs, they have to give the real ID.
Right.
Yeah, this poor girl, she went into the Knights of Columbus when they were, I don't think they're open anymore.
No, but that's a notorious place where that gets hit.
But this poor high school girl, she's in tears because they came in to give do their compliance check. And the bartender, he was the owner of the place, and he knew the rules. And so she gave him the ID, and he's like, you're not 21. And then the cop came over, and he's like, okay, and give you her ID back. And he's like, no. It's like, says that if somebody comes in here with a fake ID or they're underage,
right.
I keep the ID.
Exactly.
And the cop was like, well, no, we're just doing compliance tests, and you need to give it back. And he's like, no. Okay. You come into my establishment and you try to bust me for this.
Yeah.
Law says that I'm keeping this thing. Sorry, little girl. You just lost your ID.
Yeah.
Go pound sand.
Exactly.
What? You're a dick at that point.
Yeah.
That's a little kid.
Yeah. Well, she's the one that's coming in there to be a little narc.
I know.
Hey, you know what?
Lesson learned. Snitches get stitches. Damn.
I do see both sides
that
of it. I do see both sides of it. You guys, they were trying to set him up, right?
Yeah.
And it didn't work. And he was like, you know what? I'm just going to turn this into the police, but just not you.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. And he could have gave it back, but I get it.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I guess you have to do that. Because I, of course, visit Canada often. They're like hardcore in Canada with their liquor because they control all the liquor. The government, the federal government controls the liquor. They even have those little pour things where you only can pour, and it counts the pours on each glass. Like, you can't go over pour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My favorite clip is a guy that gets that breathalyzer, and he takes it, and he goes,
oh, yeah, I've seen that. Just takes a good swig out of it.
Yeah, right.
Nope.
Yeah, let me just do it. Let me go for it. I love it. That is a good clip.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what do you do, though? I mean, people are going to drink.
Yeah.
people are going to not have IDs around here. There's lots of kids in college. There's going to be fake IDs all the time.
Well, and then wait till the second offense sets. Then they'll find you worse.
Yeah.
They'll find the person and the bar, and then they'll pick a weekend to shut you down.
Like a popular weekend, right?
They'll take a popular weekend, and they'll shut you down because they can, and you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it's
a lot of loss in revenue.
Yep. Especially if they pick a pub crawl weekend. Yeah. Like, you're done.
Is La Cantina closed now?
No, what? They're not closed.
You just got a smack on the hand?
They got a slap on the wrist and a fine. I don't know if it's – I'm going to guess it's up to the owner if they want to fire him or not.
Right.
But
it was the other place.
Hopefully they don't got the health inspector coming to that place anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm sorry, man. You know, hey, shout out to La Cantina, man. You need to get together over there. I don't know what's going on over there.
I got no problem bashing them. I tried to get them to advertise. They told me to pound sand, so whatever. Get bent.
Yeah, right. What's that one?
And you're a Mexican place. Get some hot sauce, Tex-Mex.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, yeah, I don't do La Cantina. I ate there one time, and it was not good, and I decided to not go back again. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stick with the best Mexican restaurant in town.
Chadas.
It's Chadas. That's it. I'm sticking with Chadas, yeah. You know, every now and then I go to...
I go to Mikasa every now and then.
Vinyl Taco. Yeah, I go to Mikasa. Is Mikasa the one in East Grand?
Yep. I was at Vinyl Taco on the 4th.
Yeah.
It was National Taco Day.
No, yeah, I love this that. Isn't like a bar, but I didn't even know it existed, but where Herbert's and Gerbert's used to be. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go actually hit them up. Yeah. To,
El Gordito.
El Gordito.
They moved from the mall to there. And yeah. It's so much better now.
They're awesome. Yeah. I eat there, too. I like that.
El Gordito, you can go there. I think today it's 99 cent tacos.
Oh.
On Fridays?
And then.
Rumors. It has $1.50 tacos.
Oh, I like
Rumors. And they're big tacos over at Rumors.
Yeah, I was saying Rumors does good too.
Mm-hmm.
But if you
who go to makes the tacos? Is it a Mexican guy?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No. I can tell you El Gordito every Thursday. It's like $5-$6 for like a burrito. And they're big bang for your buck burritos. Right?
Oh, I love burritos, man. Yeah. I do the burrito at Chara's, the burrito, the beef burrito.
Is Qdoba even open still?
Yeah.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Qdoba?
They thrive. They're so busy all the time.
Yeah, they're so busy over there. They can't keep people working there, and they never have enough people to work there.
Well, they got staff now, but it's nice they found a good rhythm because I think they're still hiring, but not for much. But
how did we even get on Mexican food?
You know what? I don't know.
What just happened?
Yeah.
How does this always happen?
You know, we always go, we were talking about beer, and we were just talking about how people who sell beer that don't check IDs. And then next thing you know, boom, we're over in Mexican food. And, hey, I like Qdoba's for this one reason. I know everybody that works there. I get free food all the time.
Hey, it's because we activated herpes to change the subject.
Is that sad? When I walk into Qdoba's, they're like, hey, Shell, what's up, man?
It happens. It happens, but so, shit.
If we're ever out in public and somebody says, calls me Shell by my last name, you'd know how I know them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I know them. But it's always something else there. But
I've almost finished this zombie dust. This is a goddamn good beer.
Yeah, no, it's a delicious beer, actually. It's very smooth. I like it. So what we got next, Al? Something cool?
Yeah.
Hey, what if Drake had a beer? He called it YOLO.
Does he know how to drink beer? Because I don't think he knows how to do liquor. And
I think Drake just does whiskey and
I'm assuming vodka. It would suck just as bad as his music.
Oh, God.
Actually, you know what? He had this whiskey called Virginia something.
I don't even know why I considered it music. I wouldn't even call it music. I would just call it a bunch of noise.
I would like to see...
He really hates Drake, yeah.
I would party with Drake just for the fact that I want to see what he... I want to see how he would act. And I picture him just being just... stumbling everywhere.
No, Drake, seriously, it irritates me because I'll put on like, you know, workout rap music when, you know, I'm at the gym. And every time Drake comes on, I'm like, skip, skip, skip. Even if he's like a feature in a song, skip.
What's your problem with Drake?
He's terrible.
Drake is amazing, yo. He's actually
he puts in that stupid synthesizer
crap. He's a brilliant rapper. And he's this,
you know, lyrics are garbage.
He's a B-list singer, but he's a brilliant rapper. His lyrics are his bars are crazy. Drake got bars, man. If you really listen to what he's saying, you'd be like, okay, all right, I like the way he put that together. You know,
It's like Meagle or whatever.
The Meagles?
The Miguels.
The Migos?
The Amigos. It's just more junk.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not a big Migo fan. Skeet,
burp, burp.
If you ever want to see a local artist like Lil Gravy out of Minnesota, whatever, there's a guy.
Lil Gravy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Young Gravy.
Or Young Gravy. Yeah, there's Young a guy Gravy. I work with at yeah. Happy Harry's. He looks exactly like him.
Like Young Gravy? It's a tall kid you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think I know you're talking about. Yeah, I've seen him before.
He looks dirty as shit.
Nah, you want to see somebody that has good bars? Listen to Dax.
I like Dax. He's coming to Minneapolis.
Okay, first of all, listen.
He's coming to Minneapolis. I want to see him.
Listen, I love Dax, right? Dax is a really good rapper. He's a rapper's rapper. Like, I like him. He's a lyricist.
He's big underground, too.
I appreciate Dax. I appreciate Hobson. I like all the guys with lyrics. But I feel like Drake just has something that they just don't have.
Yeah, crap.
They just don't have it. Hey, Dax is actually dope. I like Dax.
I do like his song Joker.
And Joker's dope. And just for the record, you know, Drake is Canadian, and so is Dax.
So the only thing that
he's
I don't like about
now Canadian.
The only thing I don't like about Dax though is he kind of has this thing like Tech N9ne, where it's like everything's kind of the same, and it's just that same.
Yeah. No, I get it.
See, and I don't mind Tech N9ne, but I can only take him for so long.
He toured with ICP. He's gone, cut from the team,
and he does a lot of work.
He's benched.
He does a lot of work with Hollywood Undead, and I love those guys.
You know what?
I've partied with them quite a bit. They're cool. I was hoping to see Tech N9ne with them, but that didn't happen. Yeah.
I've seen Tech N9ne several times, and what makes his show incredible and dope is that he travels with his own sound. He brings his own sound on his own trucks. He brings his own entourage. He brings his own sound man. He brings everything his own. He has everything to hook up to the venue that he's playing. And that's, to me, that's what makes him dope. Because the sound is always like deafening, you know. It's like
it's probably because he can't afford it.
No. He's probably one of the most wealthiest rappers that never signed with an actual record label.
Really?
Yep. Oh. Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne is like a self-made.
Oh, he never signed?
No, he's made millionaire.
Yeah, and he's still out of Kansas.
Yeah, he's independent.
Oh.
He's never signed with anybody. Yeah, he never signed with anybody. He earned his way. And but I've been loving Dax.
Tom McDonald did the same thing.
I'm surprised you like Dax. I would never thought that you like Dax. Dax is dope, yeah.
You've come in here and heard me listen to all kinds of shit.
I discovered him through freaking Tom McDonald doing collaborations.
Do you know who Hobson is?
Yeah.
Hobson is dope too. Yeah, that's a lyric. Those are lyricists. Like, yeah. I like real rappers too. Like, you don't get me wrong. Drake, to me, Drake is like that.
His beats suck too.
To me, Drake is the guy that has like just that. You know what? Hey, I always say this. Most rappers usually have a shelf career of life, usually of like 4 years, maybe five. Drake's been going for 15 years and he's still hot. I don't know what's going on, but he's the hottest rapper ever.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
He's in the same ballpark as Taylor Swift for like how big they are.
They've been hot forever.
It's insane.
Yes. I mean, it's the weirdest thing.
But it's also because his audience are kids that sit there and dab.
No, it's mostly women, actually, probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, can we get an applause button, too, by the way? They got Tupac's, the guy that planned his death.
Yeah, Keefy D. They found Keefy D. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. They finally found the guy that the guy's been, he's been on interviews everywhere. I've seen him on interviews everywhere.
Is he like 80?
Man, I mean, he's going to go to jail. Yeah. Okay, all right. He's going to die in jail.
That's what I mean. Like,
he's already close to being dead already. He looks
horrible. He's like old.
Yeah. He looks horrible. His health looks like it's really bad and everything. Like, okay, yeah. And Tupac's, most of his family's gone now and dead. His mom is dead.
But so here's the thing, though. I didn't read into the story at all. I just heard that they found the guy that planned, you know, the attack.
Yeah.
But did that guy release, like, who shot him or anything like that? I mean, was he also the same one that planned for like Biggie? I mean, was it like...
I don't know. All I know is that this guy, Keefy D, that's his name. And first of all, who would name their kid Keefy? All right. And then...
Because his mom was Queefy.
Keefy D, he's the guy that got caught, whatever. But yeah, I mean, you know, like, I'm happy that, you know, okay, cool. The guy that killed Tupac is caught.
Mm-hmm. But big deal.
25 years later.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Good for you guys.
And he might not even have done it. It could just be like a claim to fame thing before he dies, you know?
Yeah, I think he probably lied. You know, I'm lying. Oh, probably was reward money out there for it. Mm-hmm. Maybe his family get reward money. Somebody told, you know, who knows? Oh. You know, I don't even care.
So what do we got here? What am I drinking?
What is this?
I cracked open the second one. It's a limited release to the variety pack I picked up from Three Floyds.
That's good, too.
It's a Lunar Throne. Is a hazy IPA, and So when you it's got a nice, easy aroma, but right. It's got a lot of flavors like that dominate of like mango, papaya, passion fruit, and a light, moderate bitter tone.
That's good.
Yeah,
I really like it.
It doesn't have a sharp, heavy body, but it's like soft, creamy as well.
Is it that can, the one that looks like Megatron?
Yep.
That's dope. Love mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
This kid?
Nope, this guy.
Oh, the little.
Yeah,
that's pretty badass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a dope ass can too.
Right? Yeah, I'll remember that one too because it looks like Megatron with a helmet.
Yep.
Nah, they got great artwork. I wonder who does all their artwork. It's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad about it.
This is a hazy, right?
Yep, this is their hazy.
It smells good too.
Like 7.3.
And I can't breathe. So I was opening up my nose a little bit there.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, Three Floyds, guys. This is out of what part of Indiana is it from?
Munster, Indiana.
Munster?
Yep.
They can have this at the right spot?
Right. I'm assuming it's there right now, or it's going to be there like maybe next week. Because Tom over there, he's got to find room to shuffle stuff around, put it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if not, it'll probably be on the warmer shelf. I know it's in the coolers at Happy Harry's right now.
Right. Yeah. No.
Well, I don't mind if it's I mean, I put it in the fridge and drink it tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. I just know Tom has to shuffle stuff around because he doesn't. He only has so much room to play with there.
Oh, I used to work there. I know how much room they got there.
Yeah.
Oh, they only got two spots, right? That's it.
Right spot one and two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right spot two is a lot bigger. It's a really nice store too.
Yeah, I was sad to see that Grand Junction close down over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite sandwich.
Oh, Cordon Bleu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know what's crazy is that a guy that actually Dale's brother.
Right. Yeah.
He was going to be opening a CBD infused sandwich shop there.
Oh.
But they passed a law in North Dakota that they can't have the CBD hemp extracts. What? They can't sell them anymore here. So they had the indica and the sativa, like CBD things, like you get the vapes and all that kind of stuff. Right, they passed a law in North Dakota, so you can't get that stuff. So they put the squash on that whole CBD sandwich shot.
Those aren't even harmful for you at all.
That's stupid.
They're just they mellow. It's just it adds extra flavor, and mellows you out.
You can go over to Minnesota and get it.
Yeah.
North Dakota. They don't want no marijuana here. They don't want no kind of drugs.
I don't get why it does nothing. It doesn't. It doesn't harm anything, and it only benefits us to like the tax side.
I tried that indica. Yeah. And it was awesome. I mean, it like gave me focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, no.
Because sativa puts you to bed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Indica. Oh wait, actually, it's the other way around. Sativa like that gives you focus. Yep. Indica, they call it into bed. Yeah. That indica because that puts you to sleep.
That's what the You Betcha guys do in the Minnesota side.
Right.
And they're the two biggest pot farms in Minnesota, and they make a daytime one, a nighttime one, like a mid-tier one for the day.
Nice.
But the daytime one has like ginseng and like ginger and a bunch of other stuff to keep you like focused and energized.
Right.
And like keep you mellow with like 5 milligrams, so it's at the perfect level. So you're not overly done and buzzed. You're just casual.
Yeah.
The nighttime one is like jasmine and a bunch of other stuff to make you like relax and like have a very relaxed sleep so you feel good in the morning.
Yeah, but I mean, even the sandwich shop that they were going to open, I mean, they use the CBD like for cooking oil.
Yeah.
And they drape, like they have like liquids that they drape on top of the sandwiches and stuff, and it's supposed to make you like.
I was saying it probably just gives it a nice little kick up of flavor all the way through it.
Yeah. I don't get it, man. Yeah. I mean, what are we waiting for to, sell marijuana in North Dakota?
Well, and the funny thing is, so Burgum signed the law a while ago, so we can do now cigar lounges in North Dakota now.
You can do cigar lounges?
Yeah, they brought that back, so now you can do them in anywhere in North Dakota.
Is that popular?
I was curious what that Pluto's is going to be, because that place is huge.
I don't know if it's a cigar lounge, but I know like they're doing like the vapes and all those stuff like that.
But I mean, are they going to have like stations where people are going to have like hookahs and vape stations and stuff? Because I mean, it's basically discontent is moving across the street.
Yeah.
But the building is enormous.
I think they're going to do that too. Like it's going to be a hookah lounge, and you could just pay. You can pay and buy stuff there, and you can actually just smoke in house.
Where's that going to be at?
Right on Washington, next to the
Hamal.
Right where ID's is at, right there where ID's used to be.
No, that's a Holiday gas station. But this is further down on Washington South, heading south. Right next to the Pizza Hut.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I know where it's at.
Yeah, it's right there.
You can't miss it. It's got a big alien head on it.
Yes, I have seen it.
I saw that, I thought Pluto's was an arcade store. I'm like, sweet, I can go in there and play games all day if I want.
No, I heard that there is isn't there a law where you could drive around, say if you had a hookah and you put it in like a party van, you could smoke hookah in a party van.
I don't see why you couldn't smoke hookah anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
They had one downtown.
I know, but we got some weird laws around here.
That was my
here,
buddy
man.
That owned that the hookah lounge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We do have weird laws.
It was a good, profitable thing.
Why'd he stop?
The law kicked in. They can't have them anymore because the smokes. No smoking in buildings. That died because the hookah lounge died because of that.
Wow.
Which sucks.
Is there any smoke in some of them? It's barely, right?
It's...
I don't know. Man.
It's just people that are going in there because of that.
Yeah, it's a
it's not like it's a,
it's not harmful to anything, and it's flavorful. It dissipates after like a little bit, so there's no.
I mean, unless it was like seeping into the building next door or something, but other than that,
I think the law was enough reason for them to get rid of it.
Oh, okay. It's always a twist, right?
Yeah, I think they were just doing that for the sake of like we want to clean up everything.
Yeah, most of my cousins in New York City they own hookers.
Yeah,
so when we go to like you know, barbecue at the house or something. I'm trying all kinds of hookahs, you know, all the time. You know, you get your own little thing to smoke with, and you just try it, right?
Well, I remember when I was growing up that you could smoke in bars, and
that was horrible. I hate. I don't miss it.
Now, because I don't smoke.
Yeah,
you know, but I still believe in capitalism, and you know, Dagwoods.
Yeah,
that was their niche. They were the ones that said there's no smoking in our bar, so the people that didn't want to go into a bar where you could smoke, they could go there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, so I don't think that. I think that if a bar wants to allow smoking, they should be able to.
Yeah.
If they think that it affects their sales, then get rid of it.
Right.
But it shouldn't be like, it's up to the government to tell
nobody
me
nobody can do it. Yeah. You know what? They did go too far with that. Nobody can do it. No smoking in my bar. But I don't miss, speak of smoking.
I don't miss either because my clothes don't
save.
He misses all of that because he doesn't sit there. We was talking about smoking, and then a bunch of smoke walked by.
God damn it.
They were smoke, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know them.
Oh, you know them? Oh, yeah. He's like, I know. There was definitely smoke. Anyway, no. I don't understand how you get to make the choice, how the government can tell us what to do. There's supposed to be a certain amount of freedom in this world for us to do whatever.
Yeah.
You know? They should just drink a beer.
Fuck yeah. Exactly.
Always drink a beer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I mean, what's next? You can't drink beer in the bar because they're going to say, oh, people are getting too drunk?
Dude, you're going to have more people go to the hospital for alcohol poisoning because they can't drink.
Yeah, yeah. It's just getting
ridiculous.
You're
going to cause more issues than...
You know, they say America's the home of the free. We're able to do this and do that. But then the reality is that they try to take everything away from us.
Yep.
You can't do anything. It's like you can't even do anything in this world anymore. Like,
you know what? I survived and I sat in the bench seat of the front seat of my parents' car growing up.
Yes.
Without a seatbelt.
Yes. All of us.
My seatbelt was my mom doing this.
Yes. You know? All of us.
That's the best. Yeah. That's when you know you're a mom or a dad because this is the stopping point.
Yeah. When we, you know, they know they're going to stop really short. They just, they just put the arm out and boom, you know, slow you up.
You just be afraid not to get chopped in the neck.
I don't get it, man. It's just all these different laws, all these laws of everything. It's like pretty much soon we're not going to be able to do anything, you know?
Well, that's what they want.
Yeah. We got to have to ask the government permission to do things.
Yep. They want to usher in communism.
Yeah. It's pretty sucky, man. I don't know. I mean,
Don't get me started. I already got three shows that we talk about this.
Oh, God.
No, the sucky part is that, you know, even here we have all these stupid beer laws where you can't sell beer. This place that makes beer over here, a place in Indiana, can't send their beer to California because they're in Indiana. You got to go through a distribution place or... It's just so much bullshit. Like,
because they want their tax money.
But what's the point? Like, what's the point of making beer that you can't get everywhere? What's the point?
Don't have enough production. They're not big enough to do it on the large of a scale.
That too. But you know what? Guess what? If your beer possibly is selling well in another state, then you want to get it to that state, then why can't you just get it to that state?
Well, this is the thing that you know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, so. Marijuana is legal in Montana.
Right.
Marijuana is legal in Minnesota. If marijuana is legal in South Dakota and marijuana is legal in Canada, then why the hell isn't it legal in North Dakota? Every single thing surrounding you, so you don't think that they're going to be able to get it anyway?
Oh, man. All right. Okay, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. And it's a specific song that describes...
Don't tell me it's by Drake.
North Dakota. Yeah. Nope.
I was about to say, please not Taylor Swift.
It's not Drake's.
Please not Taylor Swift.
And the song goes, it's a good old boy, never meaning no harm. It's a good old boys club around here, man. They're not trying to ruin this good old boys club.
Yeah.
This is the good old boys club state. This is what this is. They sit in the same room, these old guys that have been running to every part of the government forever, or they've been in, you know, positions of power forever around here, and they're old as shit. And they think that their old goddamn ways from the 50s and 60s is going to, like, you know, transcend to now.
Yeah.
It's never going to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the problem around here. These old dudes are running the towns and everything. Even the guys in the who sit on these county seats.
Yeah.
Who are these people? They don't even work anymore. Most of them are retired.
Yeah.
The time has passed them by. They're only relevant because of, you know, they sit on a board.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I need to start just sitting on new boards. What are the requirements for sitting on a board? Do you know this?
Well, you have to have your other rich friends to give you. Yeah. You know,
yeah, right. Exactly. They have to put you in there.
Yeah, exactly. And this board shit around here is stupid. I'm sorry, man. This is why we don't have marijuana here. People go and they vote. I think that most of these young people vote yes for the marijuana.
There was a larger turnout this time for that bill because of the younger kids wanting it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
But then they're still turning it down. They're still going to find a way to turn it down.
I mean, they even put, like, laws or whatever in there saying, like, even if you want to be able to, like, run for my position,
yeah,
to be able to run, you're gonna have to come up with 25 grand.
God,
you know,
it's crazy,
or you know, whatever number it is. But to be able to even get on the ballot, you got to come up with that money.
Can I write you a cashier's check and you just not cash it yet?
Yeah, right.
And then and for people to do that, they got to go out and they got to get sponsors and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's just like,
what do you got to do to get a alcohol license to sell alcohol, Alan?
You have to fill out the paperwork for that one, and you have to present that to the board.
Yeah,
and just
who's on the board? Yeah.
Well, usually they'll grant it no matter what for an alcohol license, but it depends on if you've had previous history of it.
No, they got this so ass backwards because you have to come up with the location before you can apply for the license.
That is true, too.
Which is so asinine because, well, if I don't get the license, then I'm not going to have the location.
No.
It's like the new, it's like the Wild Bill spot that's going to be turned into like the Varsity Icebox.
Right.
I think their license is pending still, but they're greenlit to do everything else. They're just waiting on the license. They're going to get it, but they're being held up because they have to sit in front of it. They have to stand and propose their stuff in front of the board, which makes no sense.
Who's the board?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, the guys own the loft. Like, they have a well-established record. They haven't done anything out of the ordinary.
Right.
But
I want to know who's on the board. I want to know. No, we should try to find out who are the people handing out these licenses, and what is their background, their education? You know what I mean? Like, what makes them the people that get to choose what you get?
Well, the other thing that's a problem with it too is that this isn't a full time job for these people. They have, like, they're either retired and rich, or they have, like, a full time job that they do, and this is just a side gig.
It is a side gig. Yeah. No, I get it.
I think there's maybe like a third of them that maybe sit on there full time.
Yeah, I mean, we got the city chatter show where we got the city council members, and somebody that's new to on the city council, the first thing they get is a book about this thick
to read
to say, hey, you got to go over all this, and they're just like, yeah, right.
Yeah, who goes over all of that?
Yeah,
I guess they do it by, like, whatever they got to go over that particular time. They read that particular part in the book, right?
And it's the same as the Grand Forks Young Downtown Development, whatever.
Right.
They're always fighting with any of the boards from the Chamber of Commerce or whatever because they want to change a lot of stuff and the other half doesn't.
Right.
It takes a lot of it's a lot of red tape they're having to jump through, which the young development, I get, they want change, they want to do more fun stuff, which is great, but the amount of shit they have to do is dumb.
You know, I'll give it to Pachinski. I mean, he's trying to change things, but to try to be an independent business owner in Grand Forks is like going into the UFC trying to, you know, go against McGregor. Wow. Where if you go to Fargo, it's like going to ATA Taekwondo with 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in Fargo, they are so business friendly. And in Grand Forks, it's like next to impossible to get anything done.
Well, especially if you go to West Fargo, they're willing to, like, bring you in and they'll cut you a deal. Like, unreal how well they'll cut you a deal just to get the business in there because they want to grow and they're growing at an exponential rate.
Right.
which is awesome. Why is that not the same up here, which is stupider?
Yeah,
because we're smaller than them, and we could benefit so much more.
There's a lot more to do in Fargo. Yeah. And my house.
And there's a lot of people that want to do stuff up here that want to do businesses.
Absolutely.
It's so costly.
But yeah, and that's the thing. Like, so, in, you know, if you were to go to West Fargo, and, you know, there's a lot to do in Fargo, a lot more to do than in Grand Forks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
My house, which I'll say, we'll call it $250,000 in Grand Forks. I could get one in West Fargo for probably $425,000.
Right.
You know, because the price difference is so astronomical. I mean, my cousin, he lives in a, we'll say a $250,000 home, but it would be a $425,000 home in Grand Forks.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. Even the rent, I hear that the rent.
Oh, rent's way cheaper in Fargo.
Yeah, I heard the rent in Fargo is cheaper than the rent here in Grand Forks.
The rent in town here is, I think, or the properties are controlled by like four businesses, like Black Op.
You know, you see
Prairie,
the
Green.
You see the Columbia Mall, you know, it's a tax write off.
Yeah.
It's almost like Grand Forks is a tax write off for Fargo.
Oh, it is. That hurts.
You know, it's the truth, though, but you know what's sucky, too? How come I can go to Canada and find Revelation beer, Half Brothers beer?
You can find it in some parts, but they only go to like many.
No, they're at most of the. So in Canada they have the.
But Manitoba.
How come you can go to the strip club in Fargo, but not in Grand Forks?
Strictly beer, right? How come there's no? How come we can't have no Manitoba beer here? What's the stipulations of that?
Depends on what the distributors want to pick up. That's gonna be the issue.
But they got to give it a shot. Give it a shot first.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. You know, and I know there's some good beer up there.
Yeah,
give it a shot.
It just sucks when they want to hold everything to a stand. They want to hold everything to a point. Like,
yeah.
At this point, you need another independent distributor to go pick up the stuff and bring down the better stuff down here.
Yeah,
but it's the cost of everything which hurts so bad.
You know, but even just like the entertainment value, they got the that restaurant in Fargo. What is it? High Tide? Or I can't remember exactly the name, but. You know, the waitresses are like going around in lingerie and stuff. Ooh. They got strip clubs in Fargo, and Grand Forks won't allow any of that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and this restaurant is actually really good. They got really good wings. They got really good food.
Right.
But it's kind of like a Hooters, you know?
That's okay.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
You're talking about Twin Peaks?
Yes. Twin Peaks. Yeah. Grand Forks won't allow them to come in to open a store in Grand Forks.
They wanted to open up one here?
Yeah.
Wow. I would have went.
Well, that's why I'm curious, because Blarney Stone's still coming through.
Yeah.
But I'm just waiting on that one. And thank God that'll pass.
Yeah. They do have a pretty funny sign, though, because that Twin Peaks is right next to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah,
right? On their billboard, they say, we don't have a, what is it, you don't have to do a dress audition to get hired here.
Yeah.
Nice. That's what the Buffalo Wild Wings sign says?
Yep, right across the street.
I love it. No, I mean, what do you do? I mean... The problem is that, like we were saying, we have a bunch of people here that run that circle of the businesses and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's really who you know, not what you know. It's who you know. You know that. Like, these people are in position of power. And what have they done to get the power?
Yeah.
Why are they in charge of it?
And when it comes to a vote, they do it in, like, they keep it hidden.
Yeah.
And then they don't release it to everybody except, you know, they put it on an email to, like, the people that they know that they're are going to go against whatever it is.
Absolutely.
You know, so even, like, if Twin Peaks wanted to come in here, you could say, okay, we'll put it to a city vote. And then all of a sudden you'll hear 3 hours before, the vote is going to be at, you know, such and such in 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no one can make that.
Yeah,
yeah, right. That doesn't make sense to me, man.
I would welcome a Twin Peaks. They have the money.
Yeah,
why not?
What are we drinking right here, Alan?
We're drinking Zombie Ice. It's a double pale ale. So the best way I can think of this, it's going to be like it's an unholy amount.
I didn't like it.
It's a little bit bitter, mm-hmm. but it's more of like an unholy amount of like citra hops. So it's going to be. Or tangier. It's more like the undead version of zombie dust. So it came back from the apocalypse. Right. This is what zombie dust tastes like if it came back from the apocalypse.
Gotcha. It tastes flat.
I don't mind it. I mean, not my favorite one so far. I think my my favorite so far was the first one, the Zombie.
It's kind of bite, but it's a lot chewier up front.
Yeah, my favorite so far was the Zombie Dust.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mine too.
Yeah,
the first it's one not bad. Favorite. I'm with you. It's not going to be my jam.
Yeah.
No? I thought it would have been better than what the hopes were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's okay. I think Three Floyds has something going on here. I mean,
yeah.
They're super popular where they're at and in other places. But, yeah, but the beer is good. So
for this one being 8.5, it's going to...
How did they make it up here?
Johnson Brothers is the distributor, and Johnson Brothers is a big territory throughout. Minnesota is their base. So Minnesota, right. North Dakota, South Dakota, and I think Wisconsin as well.
Right.
So they can go down to Indiana. They just picked them up because they needed another brand to pick up. So Wasatch just backed out, and they are now done making beer. They're now done.
Oh, Wasatch is not making beer anymore?
They're done. They just closed their doors. I think I read the article like yesterday.
So they went out of business.
Yeah. And they're a big brewery out of Utah. That means Squatters is going to be closing too.
Wow. Is that in Utah also?
Yep. They're the same family.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Mm-hmm. They just separated their names.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Like, Wasatch is definitely decent beer.
Their apricot Hefeweizen, they had a blueberry Hefeweizen. I like that. Those were good.
Yeah,
they
were good beers. I mean, you know, like, and we were talking about how, you know, lately in the beer business, you know, 2022 was a tough year.
Yeah.
2023 is a tough year also. And just as many new breweries opening, there are a lot of breweries closing.
Yeah, just as much as they're trying to open.
Yeah, it's a struggling thing going on now in the brewery world, and
it's the market, and it's all the inflation happening everywhere.
The economy, yes, for sure. Yeah,
no. Everyone's going back to their basics of buying a 12-pack, best bang for your buck of domestics, or a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, best bang for your buck, or the Fultons that are at a good price for their 12-packs.
Well, that's why everybody are making just regular, trying to make a killer, a good IPA, just a decent, good IPA, tasting good, a good lager, you know what I mean? You know, a Pale Ale, and a Hazy.
Or in a stout.
You know, a lot of people don't go stout as much as they used to. It's kind of like, it's a rare thing, but... You know, you got to make people just want to. They want to make just a good beer that tastes good and it quench your thirst.
Yeah.
So that's what everybody's trying to go for now. Like, you know, when a place like Drekker's is making like the blueberry muffin beer and with the cocoa puffs or whatever, like all this extra stuff.
So I could tell you this from Drekker. I know. So they make all their fruited beers, their sours, and they make all their hazy doubles that all taste the same.
Right.
So there was a girl or two. There was a girl or two girls that worked there, and they were tired of making these beers.
Yeah.
So they actually wanted lagers, and like they asked, like, "Can we make some lagers, please? Like, this is what we want to drink."
Yeah.
And they said no.
Oh, they said
so.
No.
These two girls, they left. Like, they wanted to make lagers, and what did Drekker do? They finally made some damn lagers after they left.
What's their lager called now?
I don't even know.
They made a lager.
Where's
the girls at? Let's find the girls.
I don't even know where they went. I'd have to dig, but they made their bed. Drekker made their bed, and they're going to have to live and die by it because that's all they make are hazy IPAs, doubles.
And there's fruity beers all day.
They're all the same thing.
Yeah.
You can't tell one flavor from the other.
Yeah.
And way overpriced.
I actually had a beer from Drekker's, a blueberry thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And it had like a cherry thing, and I swear it was the same beer, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately... There's a smoke.
Yep.
And then,
I finally caught it.
Yeah.
Mother and daughter, by the way.
Mother and daughter? Yeah, you know what? I actually knew that because I've seen them walking before.
Yeah.
And I knew they were mom and dad. Mom and daughter. I'm just trying to be a son-in-law or a stepdad, one or the other. That's a good one, though, bro. That's a good one. Come on, that's a good one. That's a good one. We can't help it. Like we always say, we sit here at the Grand Cities Mall and everybody's doing their little laps in the mall. Plus, it's getting cold out, so there's more people now.
Oh, it's going to get a lot busier.
It's busy. People are walking around. And, of course, we always see beautiful people walking by.
Well, you know what's kind of weird? I don't understand it.
What's that?
I don't go to the gym in the summer. I just go, for some reason, in the mornings, you would think that you wouldn't want to get up and, get in the cold weather to go to the gym.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get up and go to the gym when it's like nice out.
No, I get it. No, I get it. You know what? I probably go to the gym less in the months of July and August.
Yeah.
I go less. I'm out hanging out. The guys were out, you know, having a good time, drinking some brew, whatever, shooting shit, just trying to soak up the nice weather because, you know, we don't have a lot of time for the nice weather around.
But I don't even enjoy that. I don't even go outside and enjoy the weather. I just don't go.
Yeah.
In the summer for some reason.
So you're a homebody too? Yeah.
Well, I don't have time to do anything.
Yeah, you got a family. So, yeah, I get it. You know, I only got dogs and cats.
I try.
You said,
I try.
We try. You know what? I try hard to go to the gym all the time. I try, but I think I pick it up. In the wintertime, I pick it up.
Yeah.
I just start going a little bit more religiously, and then I just go.
I think I'm just more comfortable being inside in the winter.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't want to go outside.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, well. Might as well go to the gym.
There's nothing else to do, right? Yeah, there's really nothing else to do. And then right now, the gym is a little annoying right now because there's lots of people there because, you know, they, you know, oh, we'll go to the gym this winter, you know? Mm-hmm. So by like end of October, it'll start fizzling out and then they'll stop coming and it'll be a little bit, oh, good, nobody here, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about the gym. It's like, and of course, in the New Year's resolution, people come, you know, I call them the resolutionaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. They come after Christmas and New Year's. I'm going to the gym.
They're there for about a month and a half, taking up all the equipment.
Yeah. Totally. And you know what? And the sucky part is all those people are paying to go to the gym every month. The gym is taking money out of their accounts every month, and they're not going.
Yeah, I think that they should, people should have to put their cell phones in a basket. When they get to the gym, put them behind the counter.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because, God, it's so flipping annoying when you got somebody just sitting there on like a bench press or something, and they're there for 10 minutes just staring at the damn phone.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's influencers now at the gym. You've seen them, I'm
sure. The gym influencers.
Yeah. So there's some girls that come to my gym, mostly girls, unfortunately. They come to my at any time, and they're in that far corner.
I would like it to be in my area when I'm in the weights.
Yeah,
I just want to get in their videos.
They're in the far corner, and they got their stand, the light. You know the they got everything. They got all that. They're like, you know, they're doing their thing.
Hey, I got all that stuff here. If you want to start doing it,
we could do it by drinking beer, right? This is a curl. Drinking beer, right? No, but they go hard at our gym, Alan. They go hard at any time.
Oh, I've noticed that.
Yeah, they go hard lately. It's like
TikToking their ass.
TikToking their ass off, yo. You know, and you know what? And I like to give respect to all the ladies that be online and you know, and they looking sexy and everything. But you know that. I'm sorry. They look like they're selling something. You know, I'm sorry. I got to admit that.
And we can't have a strip club.
Yeah, we can't have a strip club, but because you can go on your phone and see everybody half naked. No, really, for real.
God, yeah.
No, it's true. You know what I've actually been doing lately, too? Because on my Instagram, sometimes I look and I have, like, you know, I have all these, you know, good-looking girls that I follow.
You know, I've never seen one of those girls on TikTok doing a push-up.
Never. Never. It's,
all they know is squats.
Yes, squats, and they pose in a seductive way, like, and then you see on the bottom, check out my OnlyFans. You know what I mean? And you know that means they give you a little bit more on OnlyFans, but you got to pay for that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've never subscribed to OnlyFans. It's not my thing, but I might start my own OnlyFans. Yeah.
Please don't. I don't need that in my feed.
Like, yeah. No, I don't know how it would come up in your feed, but I don't know what's going on with you there, Paul. But I I'm gonna start my own OnlyFans. Actually, me and Alan, we might start our own OnlyFans.
Oh God,
the Brew Brothers, check us out on our OnlyFans. We are not wearing shirts.
Activate herpes.
Yeah.
I'll activate the kitchenware and I'll cook you some. Eggs sandwiches.
That's
with
it.
The beer.
No, hey, listen, we can have our own Brew Brothers OnlyFans. You know, you're cooking in your underwear. I'm cooking in my underwear. Not together, though. That shit is awkward if we're together. Not together. You know, some days they'd be like, oh, I wonder which Brew Brothers is going to be cooking. Ooh, it's Alan. Yeah.
I feel like this is a trap.
They'd be like, oh, it's a beer cracking. Yes. And then some days it'd be me. They'd be like, oh, yeah, super nice. Yeah. Ooh, he's tall. You know, whatever. You know, like, give him a little bit of both, man. You got to give him a little bit of mix of both, right? You know?
I hope you're
so derailed.
I hope you're baking like a cake at this time too. Like you've just got your chef apron on.
No, what you need to do is cook bacon in a thong.
Wow.
Because you know why? Because you know they say aging is like cooking bacon naked. It's going to hurt. You just don't know where.
You know what? You know what's funny about that? I used to actually do, I don't know if you remember this, Alan. I don't know if you had me on Snap at the time, but I used to do I used to have an oven mitt, and I used to do this thing called Oven Mitt Man. And I used to be making, like, you know, shrimp or whatever. And it's just to be the hand. I used to go, Oven Mitt Man! And I'd be cooking whatever. And it was funny. All my friends loved it. They was like, yo, man, when are you going to bring back Oven Mitt Man? That was awesome, man. I loved it. I'm like, I'm not doing that shit anymore, yo. I didn't even get paid for it. But maybe Oven Mitt Man has a future on OnlyFans.
Just get the when you're making a hamburger.
Yeah.
Just get that hand with the smiling face on there.
That'd be kind of dope, yeah. Nah, but you know, hey, listen, OnlyFans is selling, man. I mean, nobody wants to admit it, right, on the internet, but people are selling ass. I mean, that's pretty much what's going on.
Well, I'm not on OnlyFans.
Right.
Because well, I'm afraid to get on it, kind of like when TikTok first started, because I heard that TikTok was like, it's going to just like be a virus or whatever.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, like, yeah, I should have got on TikTok when it first started because people are making bank off there.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And OnlyFans, everybody thinks it's just porn, but it's not. OnlyFans is like if you're a golf fanatic.
There's a bunch of people that do DIY projects on there, and they'll build you. Yeah. You put in what you want to build, they'll build it and just mail it to you. I'm like, that's cool as hell.
So you
can watch them make it on site.
So OnlyFans is basically becoming YouTube.
Yeah. Pretty much. You just get paid. But you just get paid right up front.
Yeah, someone subscribed to you.
YouTube ain't got to be like in the middle of it. You know what I mean? Because they got to subscribe to you and they got to pay you.
Yep.
And you get 80% of the money from OnlyFans. Like they take only 20% of the profit. Wait.
Yeah, for now.
Wait. Yeah.
Why do you know that, Alan?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, he's like, you get 80%. He was very confident. You get 80%, they take 20. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, check out Alan's shit. It was just beer cracking on OnlyFans. Nothing surprises me these days. Yeah. Nothing surprises me. I mean, like,
I would like to sign. Like I said, because I could do an OnlyFans and I could talk about, you know, how to start a podcast studio or something like that. But I have this like worry that if I download OnlyFans, that all of a sudden I'm going to be like basically like signing up for like Pornhub. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't want to. Give my account information and everything to something like that. But is it like that or is it kind of like a YouTube thing now?
I don't have any idea what it's like. Maybe I'll have to find out at some point. Yeah, we should ask them. I'm sure they can get OnlyFans. I mean, hey, stranger things happen, bro.
They're, girl UFC fighters that are promoting that on their body and stuff.
Totally.
And,
No, you can. I'm sure OnlyFans has all kinds of cool stuff where they promote things that are, you know, positive too and not just selling, you know. But I know, actually, I was looking at this girl on Instagram and she was saying that she has an OnlyFans where she shows her feet. Mm. She makes money. There's men out there that love feet.
They'll make six figures in a heartbeat from feet pics.
Yeah,
really gross.
They love feet, and they send feet pics, and they send them washing their feet and doing their nails.
That's so messed up.
Yo, yeah, it's crazy out there, yo. I got a friend. My friend, his name is Jay. He loves women's feet. That's all he look at. I said, so what do you do to a foot? He said, I love licking toes and licking feet.
That is disgusting.
I love putting toes in my mouth. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
We can no longer be friends.
Yeah, I'm like, what is that? You know, I mean, I'm sorry. I have no desire to put anyone's foot in my mouth, right? However, I do have a story about when I was seeing some girl years ago. I went home with her. She was a teacher. I was working in the school system for the summer. She was older than me. She must have been like 10, 12 years older than me. Took me home, gave me a bath. And they would, and I don't know if you knew me back then. I played basketball, so my feet were really chopped up. Like, you know, I had my feet ugly as hell. My big toe, nail be falling
big
off.
Big old bunions.
Yes. Big ass shit. My nail be falling off. And I swear to God, I was in the bathtub with the girl. And I swear to God, she put my big toe in her mouth.
God.
She did. No, listen. When she did it, I was like, oh shit, what the fuck is she doing? I was like, oh my God, no. Ready? Look. I go, no. Then it goes, damn, that doesn't feel that bad, actually, yo.
Oh my God.
True story. True story. I can't remember her name right now. It started with a T, but you know, just I can remember it later probably. But you know, when she did it, I was like, oh my God, what is she doing? And she did it, yo. She did it. But hey, into that, the moral to the story was, don't judge it. Because
hey, there are people that eat ass. So I don't, you know, whatever. Teach their own.
Activate herpes.
I was just going to say, like, damn, we had to.
We really went far off now, man. But how do we get here? You said eat ass. Who do that? You know, like,
you're tossing to silent.
Who would ever do such a thing, you know?
You know, we just talk about good food and good feelings and good stuff, so why not?
Why not go
to the other side? Speaking of eating ass, what's this brown crap you just put in front of me?
It's from Three Floyds. It's the last one out of the variety pack. It is the black, or sorry, Jesus.
That whole ass thing just took him for a loop. He's like, damn, you know, I wanted to say that I did it, but I can't say it. But damn, shit, damn it. That's how I put my wife.
secrets are being spilled here, people. Secrets are.
Oh, shit, yeah. Hey, personally, I'm going to just put it out there. I don't have a problem with it as long as it's clean.
I was going to say, yeah, if you do, make sure it's cleaned up nice.
God.
This is called back masking.
Where to tie that one in?
Wow. Hey, Alan, can I get some back masking in there?
It's a nice robust oatmeal stout.
Just a nice robust oatmeal stout. Wow,
that dark hearty character.
No, you gotta say it sexy. Dark hearty character,
full of rich chocolate oatmeal.
Yeah,
the smooth butter and chocolate.
Somebody ate maple. Yes. Somebody ate maple oatmeal.
It is. We will call this one back masking.
It infuses your soul with goodness.
Yes, you're back.
You guys got me a fucking tear, brother.
We done broke the back now.
I don't know. Yeah, listen. Hey. Paul, you know, you're a troublemaker. You're the one who started all this stuff all the time, Paul. You just bring up shit, and we just be like, you know what? Let's just ride with that, yeah? We'd be like, you know what? Let's just go with it. Go with it, Paul. You know what, Paul? We're thinking it, but you say it. That's probably important.
I was saying, I'm like, if he does.
I've heard that before.
If he didn't, it's one of us, and it's more likely going to be me. I'm going to be the dumb one just rambling stuff off.
Yep.
Totally. My brain won't connect what I'm going to say next.
I know. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, Paul just said that. Yep. There we go. Let's just ride that out. Anyway.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Backmasking?
Yep.
First of all, I'm a huge stout fan. So any dark beer. I'm super judgmental, especially stouts and barrel aged stuff. You know how I am, Alan.
Oh yeah.
I really ooh, that's really good actually.
Yeah, it's good.
That's really good. I got one of those to take with me.
It's got a nice, rich, robust bite.
You know what? That is a very, very good beer. Shout out to Three Floyds.
Yeah. Their Dark Lord days, their dark Imperial stouts, but
yeah.
They make a variety of beers and they're all good. Like they made one called it's their second flagship. It's their other one that pays their bills.
Right.
It's like curmudgeon, I think, or something like that.
Nice.
But it's a pale wheat beer, so like it gives a lot of flavors of like bubble gum and
yeah. Will we be getting more of this all the
time?
Yeah,
we're gonna get a lot more stuff than so. We got Three Floyds is out in its own six pack. The curmudgeon, not curmudgeon, but curmumble, I think.
Mumble.
It's their second one. It's a pale wheat. It's nice. Really big, popular.
Yeah, that's a good
and
beer.
Then they brought out Dark Ice or Zombie Ice in their own six packs.
Yeah.
Like hopefully they get more variety.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Around here, we need some variety.
Yeah.
I noticed that it's getting kind of stale. It's the same stuff that we always have all the time.
I'm just glad we finally got them.
Yeah, we got this, but yeah. I'm happy with some stuff.
There probably will be a small chunk of another more breweries coming by
right.
October through the end of the year. Hopefully.
That'd be awesome.
I know 24, there's going to be a lot more coming out up here, so thank God. Finally, something good.
We need more flavors. Something else good. Yeah, something else good. We got a lot of good beer that's in town already. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong. Certain things here, I think, that are really good.
My wife's heading out of town tonight, so I think I might actually hit up Half Brothers.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
That pizza smelled really good, so I might have to go
get some pizza.
They're doing a homecoming deal all week, so I think a slice of pizza and, like, beer is, like, $6 or something like that.
Oh, shout out to Hat Brothers.
Yeah.
No, we know it. Alan, I was just telling Paul before, we haven't even brought Chad on the show.
We have not. We need to get him in
here. We got to bring Chad on the show.
He's been on a couple of our shows. He's on our Catfish show. He was
Yeah, but he needs to be on. The beer guy should be on the beer show.
Yeah, he's...
You know?
He was on, what other show was he on? He was on the Catfish show, but he was on something else with us, too. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll get him on, the show. I'm sure he'll do it.
Oh, today. Sorry. They had their lunch special.
Oh, lunch special.
From 12 to 3. Sorry.
It was today?
Yeah. But okay. They were doing a slice of pizza and a soda for $6 and upgrade to a beer for $2.
There you go.
It's not a bad deal for lunch.
Did they make steins this year again?
I don't know. They might have, but I don't know if they released them.
You know what? I got a stein. Actually, one of the bartenders gave me a stein last year, and I left it on the table. I know. It was nice. I said Hat Brothers on it and all that. It was cool stein, but I forgot it. So
yeah, I think we lost them in the flood of '97. But my parents had like the actual like. Aluminum, but what's right. It's something that you can't drink out of anymore.
Oh, that clay stuff, right?
No, it's like a steel.
Oh,
but,
steel.
But it, you know, it was like from Germany. You know, it's got like the little flip lid.
The older steins like that.
Yeah, and you know, and it had all like the engravings of like the,
right.
You know, it has like comes to like a point on the top. And
yep,
right. You know
that's
what I'm talking
about. That's the lid. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. No, those are fun. I like them a lot.
Yeah, it sucks that we lost those.
Yeah, I got a few of those still that my dad hung on to that I kept that he gave me. So I'm not mad about that.
That's really good. That's the stout is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I taste all the maple and everything in it. It's actually super tasty. It opened up my taste buds a little bit more because I haven't been able to taste that much stuff lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might have the vid, but I don't know yet.
The VD?
The vid. Remember they used to call it VD back in the day? Now they got a professional. Oh, no, it's an STD.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? Yeah, no, it's a vid. Now we call it COVID the vid. Yeah. Oh, yo, listen, I got a friend. I'm trying to think what he used to call. What he used to call COVID. He called it something else. Co-something. I don't know. He's one of those guys that he takes everything that's supposed to be pronounced a certain word, and he turns it into his own word. Yeah, yeah. That's what he's one of those guys.
COVID.
Yeah, he just gives it a whole new name. But anyway, COVID. I don't know what I think he's a code something. He's just called it something else. But I mean,
great story, man.
I heard it. Yeah, man. Yeah, he probably eats ass, yo. I'm sorry, y'all. Can't help it, y'all. What do you do? Hey, it went from the toe to the butt, right? It's like, what the hell, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, listen, I don't knock it till you try it. I had my toe licked, and it was amazing. It never happened again to me in my life.
I would say, please.
So that happened to me like in my 20s when my feet were really chopped up, and I was playing basketball, losing nails every week, right, on my toes, and she just happened to just go for it, and I was just like, that probably was when I became a man. Actually, yeah. I might have been in my 20s. I became a man then when that happened to me. I was like, oh, damn. What just happened to me? Became a man. No.
A whole new world opened up to my eyes.
No, really. Listen, it made my whole entire body tingle.
Oh, God.
That was amazing, bro.
All right.
Go.
I think we're about to do.
No, I'm just messing around. But anyway, back to beer. Shout out to Three Floyds from Indiana. We're sitting here trying all your beer. Of course, back masking is probably my favorite because I'm just a stout lover. I did really love your Zombie Dust. I've had it before.
It's so damn good.
Yeah,
no
so it's a good beer. Yeah. And so this is available all around town now?
Yep, it's going to be everywhere now. I'm awesome. Stoked to get this out to people's lips and find it soon on taps around town.
So will McKinnon be getting some too?
No, this is
Johnson.
Yeah, this is the liquor company Johnson Brothers has this.
Johnson Brothers has. Shout out to Johnson Brothers, right? There's no animosity between companies, right?
Oh, no, there is.
There is?
Fuck the liquor people. Fuck the liquor people.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was some animosity to the distribution company.
No, there is absolutely bad blood between them.
There is?
The beer guys all get along. Like the Bud guys and Coors guys, we all get along.
Right.
It's the liquor people we hate.
So who are the liquor people? Johnson?
Johnson. They're mainly them because they're the beer, they're not beer guys. They're more liquor people. So they do better with liquor than the beer.
Right.
And they just put their shit wherever they want.
They're assholes probably.
Some of them are, some of them aren't. I deal with a couple of the salesmen.
Right.
It's the drivers. I can't stand some of them because they're just dicks.
Yeah.
But they also just piss off a lot of people around the area. Like, they're not the biggest. There's a lot of people that are not the biggest fans of them because they're just dickheads.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes in business, that's you're going to get that, right? I just feel like, you know, that if you're nice to people, it goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of the Johnson guys try to pick fights with some of the beer people. I'm like,
seriously?
The beer guys are going to kick your ass.
Yeah, you lose it, man.
They haul kegs around. Like, why are you going to fight someone that can haul a 180-pound keg around?
There's no way in hell some guy that picks up, like, you know, vodka bottles is going to kick my ass, you know?
Yeah. a chuck of Wheelers.
Exactly, exactly. So anyway, this is episode 11. Welcome to spooky season. And, it's getting spooky out there.
Yeah.
It is spooky out there. And, you know, this is a season where you got to watch your kids, everybody. You know, you're going to get some candy.
Well, I would recommend watching your kids all the time, not just now.
You know what? No. Halloween is even more spookier.
Yeah, but it's not even the candy that's the problem anymore, because people are not, like, people getting their candy laced with stuff is not the worst thing anymore. It's like just getting abducted.
Yeah.
The most randomized thing. Like, candy's the last
thing. You should see the mall here because they do the trick-or-treating thing. And
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, last year, I think they had 3,500 kids here.
Wow.
Because it's here in the Alera Center does it, too.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Easily, the malls up in Canada, you know, their malls are way better than ours.
Yeah.
And they're full, and they got, like, you know, hundreds of stores. Mm-hmm. So the malls are crazy. Like, I mean, and they're all giving out candy, you know?
Well, I prefer to, you know, because I think that it should be a community thing. Like, kids should be trick or treating on the block.
Yes,
you know, you can that way you can find out what creepy neighbors you have. Exactly. Whatever it is,
I do like that. I grew up with that as a kid. I always thought that was the most fun ever.
Yeah. The only problem is that it gets so dang cold sometimes. I mean, you got this costume, and then it's like, all right, well, put on your coat and your snow pants before
can't
you go.
See the costume.
Right? Yeah.
So no, but like, these days, the Halloween, normally it's usually snow on Halloween and rain, right?
The last year it hasn't, because all the climates have been, have been changed around. So now winter is hitting like December through the earlier parts of this year.
It pisses me off, though, because I, you know, when I grew up down in Riverside Park, and I mean, every house was like decked out in Halloween stuff. And, you go over there and, you know, you have some parents out there patrolling the streets in like Frankenstein costumes and all. Yep. Like, I mean, it was just like a free for all. Kids just going to all kinds of houses, all kinds of parties going on.
Those are always the funnest. So that's safe.
Yeah. And now, you know, we got a bunch of kids that live in my block. You can maybe find five houses that are handing out candy.
Oh, nobody does it anymore. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah,
it sucks. Yeah. It just sucks.
Yeah, I know. I know up in Canada, we usually, we used to do the kids get candy and the parents get a shot, some fireball or something like that.
Yeah, I find that to be the better thing. I would do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, parents are like, you know, doing all this stuff. Oh, we got some stuff for you too, you know, mom and dad. Here's a little stuff for you, mom and dad, you know.
Here's a shot, here's a beer.
Well, you give it to them in a cool bag or something, you know. You don't, like, show it to the kid. Here's some adult candy.
Yeah, and the parents, when they would, you know, the kids would ring the doorbell, the parents would go and they would answer the door, and they'd be in costume.
Yeah,
all the time.
And now it's just they're watching TV. They hear the doorbell. They get up and they're like, "Here's a Kit Kat. Get the fuck out of here."
No, it used to be. Well, I grew up where, you know, we'd be waiting at the door, right?
Like, remember during COVID when they were telling people to put the candy down a tube?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
They put, like, parents were sitting on top of the roofs, putting it down the rain gutters.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because they didn't want to catch anything. That was the dumbest thing ever.
Stupid, yeah, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, it takes away the fun from Halloween. Yeah. Halloween's supposed to be a situation where, you know, you go out and you see each other. You share, you know, you share a spooky thing, moment or whatever. Boo, or even those houses that got so cool that you kind of be scared to walk into them because it's got so much stuff going on outside. Right. But and then usually the candy's there. But I don't know. Nowadays it's so weird. Like, nobody's like in the spirit of it. And nowadays
everybody's so worried about leaving their kids to go out on their own. I mean,
I'd like to see a revolution of that where all the parents and all the kids just say, "Screw it. Let's all just get together and go out and about,
participate." Yeah,
you know, because I have shared custody with my daughter, and her school is literally a block and a half away from my house.
Right.
And she's 10 years old, or 11, 10 or 11, one of the two. I can't remember.
Yeah. Stop forgetting when they get big.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a block and a half away. And they're like, well, can you go pick her up from school? I'm like, she can walk home.
Yeah.
Well, I'm worried about it.
What are you worried about?
Because there's a 1 in a million chance that somebody is going to come by in a creeper van and try to scoop her up from a block and a half. Come on. Like, come on, people. Quit being so scared all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't live your life in fear.
Yeah.
If you live your life in fear, you won't live very long.
All I said is she's got a cell phone now.
Yeah.
When she leaves, she's on the phone with somebody on the walk home.
All the time.
And that's it.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's smart. I mean, I don't particularly like kids having phones at young ages like 10 or 11, but these days it's practical. It makes sense. And you can get a good deal where you control the phone. You see all the incoming calls, outcoming calls. Well, you control everything.
I see all the young kids getting watches.
Yeah.
I got one in the back if you want to buy one.
Yeah, cool. and no phones. And they just hit them through the watch. That's it.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of cool.
I think it is kind of cool, man. I mean, my niece is 10 and she has a watch.
But, you know, and like I said, it's a block and a half. When I was growing up, I was half of her age, and I was walking almost a mile.
That's, yeah.
Well, I was taking the subway.
Yeah, you know, right?
I was taking a bus to the train, and a train to another train, and then get off and walk to school and come back. I mean, it was no big deal, but nowadays, but it's weird. People are scared now.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's
scared
like,
of everything.
Yeah, yeah. Something's going to happen. I'm afraid something's going to happen to little Johnny. Well, something can happen to him anywhere. It could happen anytime. I don't know if you've been reading about how some guys were taking some kids or something like that close to town here. You know how they found the guy? He was pumping gas at a gas station.
Jesus, and
a border patrol guy happened to just pull up, and it was like a bolo out for this particular white van. And there was the white van and the guy pumping gas. That's how he got caught.
Yep.
He's in jail right now. And he's probably going to be in jail for the rest of his life.
Freaking idiot.
And that's what it is. And what do you do? Yep. Right? It is what it is. But anyway, this is episode 11. Welcome to spooky season.
And don't get too spooked.
That sounds pretty good, right? Welcome to spooky season.
Yep. Get your candy and your beers out, folks.
Yes, right.
And be creative with your kids. Don't just go out and buy the Iron Man suit at Target.
Yeah. Dress them up. You know, do something cool. Make a cool outfit. You know, like, just be creative. People, you know what? Nowadays, Halloween is so boring because nobody likes to dress up and try something completely, like, left field, you know?
Well, and that's the thing that's frustrating, like, with, you know, when you have the mall thing here. It's like, how many kids are in Spider-Man suits that they got from Target today? It's like 300, 400.
I know.
Parents.
Yeah.
Kids like it when you put the costumes together with them and everything. It's an event.
Yeah, it is.
Either that or get them all to dress up as horror movie characters from all the genres and get like a group of kids to do one little small group.
That was cool, right?
They all are the same height and everything. Get them all to look like, you got Jason, you got Freddy, you got Michael. Get them all to look like that.
Comic-Con that shit.
Yeah.
Come on.
You all have them look like characters like from games.
Yeah.
Give them God of War. Give them a bunch of different characters.
Like, absolutely.
Paint their faces.
Just something cool, you know? Yeah. I had a girlfriend, and she was super creative. I was a plug, and she was a socket. It was cool. It was a cool outfit, though. Yeah. Like, she really, like, did it up really well, and everybody realized what it was. And if I push into her, my plug would go into her socket. It was awesome. Like, it was a cool costume, though. You know, it was creative. I thought it was creative. I mean, sometimes you got to just be creative. But nobody knows to be creative anymore. Everybody gets the same boring costumes. Yep. It's just, come on, man. Just same boring costume places. Like, I like going to specialty costume places where you got to actually dress up. Like, I was Han Solo 1 year.
I did 1 year with a friend. Her and I, we did Beetlejuice, and I was Beetlejuice. She was Lydia.
Oh, yeah.
When we were kids. I'm like, that was awesome.
And for the love of God, Halloween stores, lower your prices for decorations.
Those are insane.
They're insane. I mean, like a little skeleton dog this big, they want like $45.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's a molded plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
even the inflatables are insane.
And I think the inflatables are just dumb. I hate them on Christmas. I hate them on Halloween. Yeah, I think those inflatables are just stupid.
I've done it with my mom growing up, and we got a bunch of gravestones. We just littered the yard with them. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't, you know, but you know what though? I love people who enjoy Halloween to a point where they dress, their houses look cool, yeah. they got all the cool lights, or, you know, they got the cool music playing, the spooky music and stuff like that. I like that, you know, yeah. pumpkins all outside.
Yeah, and see, I would like to yeah. do that, except I can't afford it because they want so much damn money for everything now.
Oh, yeah. It is expensive. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I do have a friend, I think she spent probably $1,000 already on Halloween
Jeez.
Stuff.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do, right?
Yeah. Enjoy that, though. That's yours to enjoy.
Yep. Well, we're going to wrap it up, right, Alan?
Oh, yeah.
Guess so. So today we had some Three Floyds beer, huh?
Yeah. Well, good stuff all around.
For all the people, name all the beers that we had real quick.
The variety pack that I picked up for us to have in, it was Zombie Dust, Black Masking, Oatmeal Stout, Zombie Dust, the Pale Ale, sorry. Zombie Ice, the Double IPA, and Lunar Throne, the Hazy IPA.
Right, and so that could be found any Happy Harry's.
Yeah, any liquor store, Happy Harry's.
Right Stop,
yep.
All that stuff.
Yep.
All right, yo, hey, listen, this is the Brew Brothers. I'm Shannon.
I'm Alan.
And we're the Brew Brothers, and this is episode 11, and we call this...
Welcome to the Spooky Season.
And hopefully you guys check us out next episode. That'll be episode number 12. We'll see you soon. Much love to you guys. We really appreciate all the love and support.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. So on you, Paul.